All right, today we're going to talk about hopefully four kinyanim here in the next piece of Gemara, Mesira, Shicha, Hazaka, and Hagbah. The Gemara brings a bride. The purpose ultimately is going to be to show that Karai should be kinder. First, it brings the beginning of the brayse. Kesa b'mesira. What is kinyan mesira? Ochza b'talfa b'saira b'ukif shala b'shlush shala b'kumbiya shabatiyo b'zuk shabatzavara. Kana. What is mesira? Mesira is not meshicha. It doesn't require pulling it. Mesira requires only ochza b'talfa. Only if you grab on to a part of the animal that it's the derech to grab onto. Grab onto the tail is not kindness. If you grab on to a part of the animal that it's normal to hold onto when a person holds an animal, so that is the kinyan of mesira. Now, we're going to have a machlokes rishonim later, daf chafeh amid beis, if mesira means that the adin hands it to the buyer, that says the seller has to hand it. It's called Mesira Miyad Liyad. Rashi on Chafei Amid Bey says, Baleha Maisrim Oysal Lelekeach. That the Kinyan Mesira is that it's Miyad Liyad, that the seller sells it from the seller's hand to the buyer's hand. But Taisus disagrees. Taisus says that all you need is Ochas. All you need is, of course, that's with the rishus of the seller, but ochza, all you need is to grab it, b'sayra, book of shalav, shluf shalav. So it doesn't have to be a mesira miyad liyad. It's adequate that the buyer, the seller has to say leich mesaru kni or leich achayzu kni. The seller has to say do it, and then the buyer takes it not yad liyad, just grabs onto it. So that is adequate to make. To make a kinyan. This is machlekes Rashi and Taisus. We pass on the Taisus that it's enough for kinyan mesira. You don't need a yad liyad. It's enough for kinyan mesira, just that the person grabs onto it. The halacha is, as I mentioned to you yesterday, that mesira is kind of rishus harabim or rishus she'ena shel shneyan, and meshicha is faker. Meshicha is only kind of if you pull it into your rishus, or if you pull it into a simta. So that it's a cloud that wherever meshicha works, mesira doesn't work, and wherever mesira works, meshicha doesn't work. So that they're sort of opposite kinyan in the sense of where they work. It's also Tais de Chafei Amid Beis. Mesira kind of shesarabim or b'chatzah she'ena shel shneim, meshicha kind of b'simta b'chatzah she'ena shel shneim. They work in opposite places. So the sma is sakasha. The sma is in simin kutzadik ches sivkat yud zayin. Let's say someone does a meshicha b'shesarabim. So we say you're not kind. Someone does a shesarabim and he's meshich the behema. So we say that he's not kind. Why isn't he kind of? It's takatru meshicha doesn't work in the rishus harabim, and he wants to do a kinyan meshicha, but let it work the tayras mesira, because in order to do meshicha you have to grab onto the animal one way or the other, either bokim shalav, shlif shalav, or from yishav piya. You have to grab onto the animal to be meshich the animal. Meshicha is to pull the animal. So he asks, why doesn't Meshicha work Meshus HaRabim? Nihi, that it's not a Meshicha, because that Meshicha is not kind of Meshus HaRabim, but let it work for Teres Mesira. Now Bishlom, like Rashi, that Mesira needs Miyad Liyad. So it's not Shver. Because Mesira has to be from the hand of the seller to the hand of the buyer. And Meshicha Meshus HaRabim is talking when there is no Miyad Liyad. But like Taisvis, Mesira is kind of without a Nesina from one person's hand to another. Mesira is kaida just because I grab onto the animal. So if the owner tells me, Lech Mesheichu Kni, or Lech Achayza Kni, and I grab onto the animal to do a Meshicha, and my intention is to do a Meshicha, it should work. Taka Meshicha doesn't work, Mesheh Sarab. Mesira works. Let it work, Petaris Mesira. This mass kasha. But every Meshicha Mesheram should be kind of Petaris Mesira. Say Nachinami, if it'll be covered by its law, that type of Mashiach HaTaka won't work. Now, I guess he's asking on the Stima HaShulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch is Saisim, the Mashiach HaBishut Sarabim doesn't work. So you're right, theoretically, there could be a case of covered by its law. But in a typical case, the Stima HaShulchan Aruch, a typical case of Mashiach HaBishut Sarabim, it should work. The Shulchan Aruch should say Mashiach HaBishut Sarabim, it works, but Teres Nesira is its Achaz Bach.
The
only one
is
So let me tell you, the Sma'i answers, the Lashon of the Sma'i in his territories, that since he was Mechavin, all Kinyanim Nidas, every Kinyan you know Nidas. So since he's Mechavin to be kind with Mashicha, his Kavan is to be kind with Kinyan Mashicha, so the man, it doesn't work with Kinyan Mashicha.
That's the Sma'i.
He's having in, well, he thinks he's kind of by pulling it.
Okay.
So that's Mashiach. So he hasn't asked to be kind of Mashiach. So Zak Bismad, you haven't asked to be kind of Mashiach. It doesn't work for Teres Mesir. This Sma seems to be a problem with the Kwal of Rabbi Kivager that we had numerous times, starting from Daf Beis in this Masechta. Rabbi Kivager had a Kwal that we call Kinyamayel, Kinyashenamayel. Rabbi Kivager's Kwal was that if a person does a kinyan she'ena mayel, a kinyan that doesn't work, he's mechavim for the kinyan she'ena mayel, and at the same time he's doing a kinyan mayel, so that the Rabbi Kivager's klal was that it works, that you can be kinder. I'm sure everybody that was here last man remembers it, but for the benefit of the new chevra, I'll just repeat what was the classification Rabbi Kivager was built on. Right, the classic case Rabbi Kivager was built on was the Gemara. It was actually with Yosef, but based on a Gemara. A person sees something in the Rishus Rabin. Something fell in the Rishus Rabin, it's Hefker. But I think it was Mum in Rishus Rabin. There were many coins on the floor. So a person ran over, he wanted to be kainit. So he went and he laid down on the money, and he said, I'm kainit by laying down on the money. There's no such kini. You can't be kainit things by laying down on it. So Rabbi Kivager said that it should work, but really it could work with Teres Dalet Amis, because the money was in the Tzidei Rishus Rabin. You claim it as soon as you walk into it within Dalet Amis. So Rabbi Kivager was Medayif and Muki Yosef that if you're Mechavin to be Kaina with the Kinyan of falling on it, which is not Amis a Kinyan, you could still be Kaina with the Kinyan Hamayel, which is the Kinyan of being Teres Dalet Amis, that the essence of such a thing should work, that you should be kind of it because you're within the Dalet Amis, even though you're mechavin to be kind of by falling on. Okay. Well, we had in the beginning of Kiddushin, somebody gives a shtar that's worth a shava pruta. He wants to make a shisha with a shtar. There's a psul in the shtar. So we said that it should work b'taras kesef. If the shtar, if the piece of paper is worth a pruta, you make a shisha with the shtar, you're mechavin with kinyan shtar. If it doesn't work b'taras shtar, so it should, the Ran said, that it'll work b'teres kesef. Kistaita nami anayar. So it'll work b'teres kinyan kesef. Even though she's thinking she wants the nayar, but she's not thinking of kinyan kesef. But still, kinyan mayo, kinyan shayna mayo. It works. That's what the Kivega's klal. In numerous cases, we had that this case where a person gave a ring under a chuppah, and the ring, for whatever reason, it wasn't worth a pruto, it wasn't his. He's not kind of the isha with the kinyan of the ring. So the Kivager was asked that you should still be asked that you should be kind of still b'teres chuppah. The old chuppah is good for kedushin. They're standing under the chuppah. So you're mechavim for the ring, which is ain't a mayel. At the same moment, you're standing under the chuppah, which is a kinyan hamayel according to Rav Huna that the chuppah is kind of for kedushin. So even if you're mechavim kinyan she'ein a mayel, should help b'teres kinyan hamayel.
So,
here it's a kinyan she'ena mayel. Mashiach b'shus harabim is a kinyan she'ena mayel.
The mayel is a kinyan. If I give
an isha a ring, and I want to have a kaddish with kesef, and the ring is not mine, so it doesn't work. So Mr. Kivega says it'll work with teres chuppah. Be'etzem, there's such a thing as keying kesef. Just it has to be my kesef, it's not my kesef. And the Rabbi Kiva Agnes says that Kiyin Mayo Kiyin Shen and Mayo, the rule of Kiyin Mayo Kiyin Shen and Mayo should apply there. Well, Kiyin Shtar and Kiyin Kesef. I give you Isha Shtar that has a psal. So we say that you can be kind of Isha with Kesef. So the same thing. If it's, it is a kid. So the Kasha of the Smat, that says, the Smat's Teretz, this doesn't stem with Rabbi Kiva Agnes, according to Rabbi Kiva Agnes, cloud.
He
gave us kesef. So Mashiach Mishra Sarab is not a Kenyan either.
No, that is key, just gives not a Kenyan. Less the
Shabbat, not a Kenyan. And if I give a coin, just it's not my coin, if it's worth a proof, it's not mine.
Well,
well kesef is a Kenyan, just has to be mine. And so why by Mashiach you say Mashiach is a Kenyan? Why say Mashiach Mishra is not a Kenyan? Why are you phrasing it that way? So Mashiach is a Kenyan, just not here. Kesef is a Kenyan, just now it has to be my kesef. Meshicha b'shus harabim, is that a meshicha? If meshicha is havalu shusai, so then you're right. Meshicha is havalu shusai, so the chalav is not a kinyan, why b'shus harabim? You're right. The teras bailus, so then what? It's not a sufficient teras bailus. What do you say by shtar? You think that way by shtar too? They give a woman a shtar, so the Ran said it works for teras kesef. It works for kinyan mayim, kinyan mayim, teras kesef. So there, the shtar had a psul. I don't know what the psul was. Shalai l'shma. That psul, their name was written wrong. It's not a shtar. And a mashiach b'shirab is a mashiach. Okay, so let's see. What was the lamdis of Rabbi Kiva Agnes? What was Rabbi Kiva Agnes' lamdis? Kiva Agnes' lamdis was, why is mashiach, why does kinyan mayo, kinyan shen mayo work? Why does the taka work? The Kivegas Lomdis, the way we explained it, the way in Berachas Avraham it's brought down, I think generally the way the Kivegas is understood. Every Kenyan needs Das. Needs Das for what? Needs Das for what? Das for the result, but Das for the Maisa. The Kivegas holds that a Kenyan needs Das for the result. When I do Mashiach, I have to have Das that I want this to become mine. In the Maknas, there's that also Das, he wanted to be mine. The Das is necessary for the result. So that it doesn't matter which Kenyan I'm doing. I have a mind to do a B'teres Kenyan Shtar. I'm giving a woman a Shtar. And Be'emes, it works B'teres Kesef. My Das is needed that I want to be kind of the Isha. So Rabbi Kivegar holds it doesn't matter if you have a mind to Kenyan Shein Amayel. And really, you're doing a Kenyan Amayel. As the das that's needed for das kinyan is the result that I want this to be mine. That's the way we understood Rabbi Kiveg. That Rabbi Kiveg understands that what's needed for das in a kinyan is just the result, the kinyan, the accomplishment. The method, that it's nice you have the mind. You don't have a mind, that doesn't change anything. If that's the hesber, so then it should be over here too. I have in mind to do Mashiach. You'll argue Mashiach it's better Mekin, it's just Mashiach Sarab. But the part is, I want to be kind, I want the result. If I want the result, so then, even though I have a mind to do it through Mashiach, I want the result, it should become mine. It should work with Teres Mesira. So this Kasha is asked by the Mishkan Siakev and the Tshuva, it applies to Tzarechian. And the Pisrei Tshuva, on this man, the Pisrei Tshuva, I think, was Sivkot and Tess. The Pisrei Tshuva says he has a teretz based on the Mishloah Melech. He has a teretz. When do we say Kinyan Mayel, if a Kinyan Sheina Mayel works? If it's the Idne, if it's both at the same time. At the same moment that I give the woman the shtar, I'm also giving her the paper of the shtar. It's happening at the same moment. At the same moment that I'm laying on the money, I want to be credited by laying on it, I'm also have the money to tithe my dalet amos. So at the same moment, both kinyonim are happening. Kinyon dalet amos is not stepping into the dalet amos, it's being in the dalet amos. So I am in the dalet amos at the same moment that I'm laying on it. At the same moment that I have in mind to be kinyon with the kinyon sheinah mayol, I'm doing a kinyon mayol at the same moment. However, in the case of the smas, it's not true, it's not the same moment. Because when is Meshicha kinyon? Meshicha is kinyon when I pull it. When I pull it, Meshicha is kinyon. When is Mesira kinyon? When I grab onto it. It's separate. First I grab onto it, and then I do a Meshicha, then I pull it. So that at the time I grab it, in order to pull it, I'm not having a mind to kinyon it at the time I grab it. I'm not having a mind to kinyon it, to be kinyon it at the time that I'm pulling it. So it's not Be'idnei. The das of Kinyan Mesira is when I take hold of it. The das of Kinyan Meshicha is when I'm pulling it. Hey, yes, these two Kinyanim are not Be'idnei, not at the same time. It's up the Pesachei Tshuva, that's Pshat in the Sma. There, the rule of Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shein Mayo doesn't work. Because Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shein Mayo has to be simultaneously. At the same moment that I'm doing one, I'm doing the other. And here's that simultaneously. I'm in the Rishus Arabim. I meet you in the street and you sell me your animal. So we're both in Rishus Arabim and now I'm pulling it.
You take it from someone who's Rishus Ayachid, so then it will be happening at the same time. You think it's
no.
Meshicha and Rishus Arabim and you kind of do Mesira.
But the Mesira happens at a time that I'm not doing Meshicha. What?
The Mesira has to be taking it and holding it.
Okay. What? No, what? Mesira doesn't have to be taken to Shazara. Mesira, the animal cannot move. If I take hold of the reins, that's a Mesira. I don't have to pull it at all. The Mesira.
I don't understand.
It happens before, but also happens during.
Right. So Mesira,
you hear what the Pesachei Tshuva is saying? Chechuva is saying that Mesira and Meshicha are not Be'idnei. The Mesira is first, when I grab onto the reins, and the Meshicha is later, when I pull the animal. Now, the story that we see from this Chechuva is that Mesira is what? What's the Kinyan Mesira? Holding the reins? No. Taking hold of the reins is the Kinyan Mesira. If holding the reins is Kinyan Mesira, I'm still holding it when I pull the Meshicha. When I'm doing Meshicha, I'm still holding it. So it should be Be'idnei. The Meshicha Mesira should be at the same time. Vaistais, that Fakert, that Mesira is taking hold of it, not holding it. Davdei Nezer and Etshuva says this clearly. That Kinyan Mesira happens at the moment you take hold of it. Not later when you're already holding it. Leah Tzu, you'd have a person who has reins. He holds the reins in his hands, and then they attach the reins to the animal. So maybe it wouldn't be a Kinyan. He never took hold of it. It's taking hold of it which is the Kinyan, not holding it. You understand what I'm saying? It's the instant that a person takes hold of the animal. Ochza, the whatever, the Mesira. If you grab onto the reins, that's Lashon Gemara. Kefir Mesira, Ochza. You take hold of it. The Kinyan is not holding it, it's taking hold of it. And the Mele, it's not Be'idnei. Because the time you take hold of it, you're not pulling it. The time you're pulling it, you're not taking hold of it. The what? You're only miyadli. The whole thing is going like Tais. Like Rashi, Kasha never started. According to Tais, that's the Kinyan. The Kinyan is taking hold. Now, just think about it for a minute. Why should it be that way? Why should it be that way? Why should the Kinyan be taking hold of it, not holding it? Taking hold of it is Dairaz Bailas. Taking hold of it, if it's because it's in your hand, so what's the difference? I did my hand for 1 second, I did my hand for 10 seconds. But what is Mesira? Mesira is taking it. Taking it. Taking it is when I grab it. That's Mesira. We have now a very narrow definition of Mesira. It's a 1 second Kenyan. It's when you grab it. It's not when you hold it. It's when you grab it. Ozza. Lashna Gemara.
If you do Mesira and Mashiach at the same time.
If you do.
Already running, grab it, hold it.
It will be shaykh. I don't know how much you have to be meishach it. If it's the Gemara, will say akra yad of a ragwa. If it could, in achinami, it could be that it's physically possible to do a mesirah and a mashiach at the same time. But the smas kasha comes up. The smas is how can mashiachon aruch it saisum mashiach b'shusirav leikon? What do you mean? Every mashiach is a mesirah. So it says not every mashiach is a mesirah. Now maybe if one you could have the hechatimtz of a mashiach being a mesirah, perhaps. But the kasha comes off because the kasha is. That it's the kasha is every mashiach is a mesira. Teretz is no, not every mashiach is a mesira, because it's not be'ed name, and we don't say kinyan mayel kinyan mayel on something. If he has a mind to become a mashiach, we don't say also oh, become a mesira, which is earlier. So we learn here, you cite in kinyan mesira that kinyan mesira is the achiza, the maisa achiza of grabbing onto the. To the reins, or to the hair, or to the package, or to the saddle, all the things that it says here. That with the kederach habayilim, again, the other person has to say, leich achayzu kni, leich mesarva kni. But he has to tell him, leich achayzu kni. But if he tells him, leich achayzu kni, then it's the grabbing onto it, that's the maisekni. So this is the understanding of kinyan mesira. We'll go on to the next part of the braisa, the case of the mashiach. Ketzav and Mashiach, Kaira Lavi Hiba. That's just going to be the kasha. We see Kaira Lavi Hiba as kaina. Ay, Shikisha Bamakal, Ratsa Selafana. Or you hit it with a stick and make it move. I guess that's also the Derech HaBayim. Kivan Sha'akra Yad Veregel Kana. So here we have a Machlaikis. Tanakama says, Kivan Sha'akra Yad Veregel. As soon as it starts to move, that means the whole animal didn't move much. It just started to walk. Rabasi, no. So we have here a machlaikis, how much of the animal has to move in order to be kaina? The Tanakama says Yad Varego. And Rabacha says, Molei Kamasai, obviously you're going to pass that to Tanakama, Stam Tanakama against Rabbi against the Yochid. So we pass in that it's enough for it to walk a little bit. The Gemara in Bava Basra says, it's actually Machlaikis, we're going now, I'm related to Shmuel Shita and that Gemara, so what are you passing? Shmuel says, this din, that Akira, that Mashiach is enough with the yad or regel of the animal moving. You don't need the whole animal to go. That is dafka by an animal. Dafka by an animal. But if you would be pulling a sina, somebody's being kind of sina. So he goes, he pulls the rope on the boat. All right, picture a boat that you could pull. But he's pulling a motorboat, so he gives it a pull. So Zab Shmuel, you have to pull it Malay Sfina. The whole length of the Sfina, you have to pull the boat. If the boat is here, you have to pull it till it's over here. It's not enough to pull it a little bit. You have to pull it the full length of the boat. So wherever the boat was sitting originally, it's now totally sitting in a new spot. That is going to be the Kenyan of Mashiach. Only by an animal. It's enough, kivan chakra yadra regel. What's the difference? What's the difference in a scene and an animal? So he says, by an animal it's different. Kivan da'aka yad idach l'meyakra kaimi. As soon as it starts to move its legs, the whole animal is certainly going to move. Hashem kena chefetz, a sfina, you have to move it the entire malay kaimasa of the sfina, the entire length of the sfina. Svara. I would have to work on it. What's the hesber and the difference? Why should it be that way? That's
showing the different balance. An animal moves, you know, to move all things, but by a boat, it's showing the difference between the original owner's
rishus. It's moving out of the original owner's rishus. into my rishus. So if I give it a pull, say I want to be kind of Gemara. What's the difference if I pull it 1 inch? The Gemara is, let's say, this is, I don't know, 12 inches long. So if I want to pull it, if I pull it 1 inch, I'm not pulling the whole thing?
You're pulling the whole thing, but half of it is going in your rishus.
The problem is where it's sitting, or the problem is in the Maisa or Maisa Mesheta?
It hasn't changed.
It hasn't changed Rishus. Maybe we could understand that way, the Pyra. That it hasn't changed Rishus. Only the 2 inches I pulled out changed Rishus, and this is still, perhaps. La Maisa, the Gemara is the chalak between a Sfina and a Behema. We paskin that all Chafetzim are included in Sfina. Not like Sushainen, but Shulchan Aruch says that when we say Sfina, we mean any object. A living thing, like an animal, it's Kibishideh Akhla Yad Varegel Kana. But an inanimate thing, like a boat or an object, that I want to be kind of Meshicha, so by pulling the object, it's not enough to pull it a little bit. I have to pull it the entire length of the object, to a totally new spot. What's the Svara for that? The Svara, a little hard to understand in the Maisa HaMashicha what's the Svara, unless you'll say that I have to pull it all into a new spot, which is my spot, and now it's in the old spot, so therefore it's no good. So why wouldn't that be the same any animal? But if I have to pull it into my property, why don't I have to pull the whole thing into my property?
Because the animal is demonstrating that itself, that's not true.
It's obvious that the animal is going to come. Maybe since it's obvious it's going to come in the Iraz Bailus, we see, we understand, our Seichel understands that's going to come over. Once it starts moving, it's going to move. Shake it, it's seen, left out that, pull it a little. Who says I'm going to pull it a lot? Okay. Good. So we have a Hezber, L'chaira, that would be a good Hezber. Except, there's an Evan Ozel. It's actually a Rambam. It's going on the Rambam. Evan Ozel is in Dalit, Perik Dalit, Halacha Dalit. What? Yeah, you realize that Evan Ozel, I told you yesterday, says that the Rambam arrived at arguing the lumdis of Meshicha. The Meshicha said, Rasbailos Avalor Shusai. So what did Evan Ozel do? He went through all Hilchus Mechira, and he machlekes Rambam arrived in Hilchus Meshicha, and he looked, if it has a Shaykhus. Right? Obviously, if you say this thing, should be many nafkaminis. So let me tell you first what Shteit and Rambam, and then we'll plug it. The Rambam says there in Perek Dal Halacha Dalet that if I hoitzi miktas chefetz l'shusai kana b'mishicha, if I pull part of the chefetz into my property, I'm kind of the whole chefetz with mishicha. For example, let's say I take a car. I want to be kind of a car with Meshicha. So I drive the car, I want to drive it into my property. So I park it half on my property and half on the street. So it's half on half on the grass and half on the pavement. So the half that's on the grass is in my Rishus. It's my Chatzim. The half that's on the pavement is in the Simta or in the Rishusarabim. Rishusarabim. Simta would be kind. So it's half in the Rishusarabim and half in the Rishusayachim. The Rambam says that you're kind of the whole thing with Kinyan Meshicha, even if part of it is in your Rishus. You don't need that the whole thing should be in your Rishus. As long as part of it is in your Rishus, and the rest is hanging out, that's fine. It's all connected, and that's good enough.
Why can't you say it's only called the Rishus, but it will be in the Rishus,
maybe not. I can't prove to you one way or the other, unless I look at Lashon Hara. But certainly, if half of it is in my Rishus and half is not in my Rishus, I'm kind of with Meshicha, which Meshicha doesn't work with Shusarab. I'm kind of with Meshicha. Frank the Rivid, by a Behema, you're right. By a Behema, where Okayad Varegel is good enough. By a Behema, you're right. As long as part of it comes in, it's as if the whole thing came in. That's only by a Behema. By an object, by a Sfina or a Chafetz. You need Meshicha Malei Kaimasai. You have to pull the whole thing. If you have to pull the whole thing, Pashtus, it means the whole thing has to come into my Rishus. So how could the Rambam Paskin Fekter Avid, how could the Rambam say that Mitzasai Lo Shusai is good enough You should need a Mashiach of Kulay Moshusa. Because by Svina you need a Mashiach of Malay Kumar, so you have to pull the whole thing. If you have to pull the whole thing, you should need the whole thing in Mashiach, not just Mikrasa in Mashiach.
But now this kid happens, it's in a
Simcha. No, the Rambam is talking about Tef in Rishas Sayach and Rishas Saram. It will be on the Simta Taka, to be an example. It would have to be half in Rishas Yachid or half in Rishas Saram, or half in the Simta, half in Rishas Saram. So this is the Ravid's Kai. The Chayyid Ravid's right. The Chayyid Ravid is right. The Gemara says that by Svina you need Malik Hamasa. The Chayyid means the whole thing has to come into my Rishas. So the Magid Mishnah says, Shatn the Rambam. There are two parts to Kinyan Mashiach, there are two deans. There's one din in Kinyan Mashiacha, how much do you schlep it? How much you schlep it, you need Malik Hamasa. There's another din in Kinyan Mashiacha that has to go to my Rishus. Going to my Rishus, it's enough a little bit. The amount of schlepping has to be Malik Hamasa. How much do I schlep it? I have to schlep it to full length. Into my Rishus, it's enough if it comes a little bit into my Rishus. The whole thing doesn't have to come into my Rishus. So you need a big schlep. The schlep has to be, the Mashiach has to be a Mashiach of Malay Kaimasai or Malay Aruchasai. But the result that it's in my Rishus, it's enough if a small amount is in my Rishus. Well, okay, the Evan Ozel says, Taka, that, like you say, the Evan Ozel says, what's pshat in the Rambam? So what's pshat in the Ravid? It's just simple. We said yesterday, the Ravid holds, Mashiach works through what? Haval or Shusai. Mashiach is acquiring it physically. Mashiach is that it's Haval or Shusai. So if it's Haval or Shusai, you have to bring the whole thing into my Rishus. So if Haval or Shusai, you have to bring the whole thing in. The Rambam holds. No. It works, I'll say, Ross Bailas, I show I'm the owner. So it's enough to show I'm the owner if I park it halfway on my grass and halfway on the street. It's also good. If I was Bailas, as long as I show I'm a Bailan, nobody owns a half a car or half a boat. Nobody cuts it in half and owns the one chelik of it. So if I drive it into my Rishus, then that's also a Ross Bailas, even though half of it is hanging out into the street and half of it is in my Rishus. So if they have an Oslo, it's a Habahakufa Pligi. What's pshat in the end of Gemara? The Gemara says if you pull a boat, you have to pull the whole boat. The Ravid understands you have to pull the whole boat into your Rishus. The Rambam holds, no. You have to pull, it's an amount of pulling. You need Malik Hamasa pulling. But where it has to end up, it's enough, it ends up partially in my Rishus. That's a good thing. It also works. So what Devin Oslo has done is he finds another machlaik is the Rambam and the Ravid, which is totally in whether it's a Haval or Shus or not. So we had how many machlaikim? We had Lech Hazek V'Kni and Lech Hazek V'Tikni. Lech Mishaych V'Tikni. The Rambam said Lech Mishaych V'Tikni is no good. The Ravid said it's good because the Ravid held that it's like Kini Kasek, it's the result. So Tikni B'Lash and Asid is good. The Rambam held no, it's the pulling, so you need Tikni is no good. We had a machlaikis, if you do a Kenyan Mashiach Shvichal 30 days later, is it good? The Rambam said no. Pulling it, the mice are pulling it as a Ros Bailus. 30 days later, it doesn't exist. It's no good. The Ravid said it is good. Because what is Mashiach? I pulled it into my Rishus. As long as it's still in my Rishus 30 days later, I'm kind. And now we have the third Evan Ozel, which is this Evan Ozel that how much of it has to come into my Rishus? The Rambam holds the whole thing has to come into my Rishus. So that it should be a Haval or Shusi, the whole thing has to be a Marishus. The Rambam says no, I think I have to pull it a lot, but it only has to enter Marishus a little bit, so that it should be Haras Pilus. I'm showing that I'm acquiring it, and that's adequate. So we have here a third Nafkamina, this Machlaikis, if it's Haras Pilus or not. We said that the Mesivis may also be, the case of the fish may also be Tali in it, but these three, they have an Ozzel says Klar. Atoli in this machlokes. Okay, so we've explained Mesira, we've explained Mashiacha. Again, which Nekuda of Mashiacha, the Nekuda of the Gemara, that you need, it's enough Aka Yadav Yadav Araglai, that we've explained. still leave a little bit of a hesber. Why is, by a behema, why is Okay Yodeh Raglai enough according to the Raivit? Okay, the behemoth's enough, it's Okay Yodeh Raglai. So I'll say Raz Bailus, I understand. Started to move, it's going to keep on moving. With the Raivit, it's not so clear. If you hold Tavol or Shusi, why is it enough if it steps with its front legs into my Rishus? Why is that adequate? If a boat, I have to pull the whole boat into my Rishus. So why by a behemoth, that's called Havalu Shusi, that it stepped into my Rishus? That Nakuda is still left hanging. What? Is it possible they pass the Rav Acha? No, they would argue there too. They would argue there. So this Nakuda still needs. Still left hanging. Why by an animal? The Gemara says, "Kiva the miyaki other garaglai." So it's, the whole thing is oimit to go. Oimit to go is enough. So this the kuda still we're left hanging with. Well, what's talk of shat nechachamim? The kiva shiyot the other garaglai is kana. Needs hesna. Okay, let's move on to the Gemara. Amri behema adaita demara azla. So the Gemara is behema adaita demara azla. So it's enough kari abayatla. Ever adaita denafshika azla. So b'meila, it's not enough kari abayatla. Amar avashi eved katan ki behema dami. A small child is like a behema. What does that mean? That it goes adaita debaylan. So this I always wondered. I don't know. It seems to me small children don't listen so much. So what does it mean? Evet, alright, if it means a 2 year old, so it could be a 2 year old automatically. 2 year olds also don't automatically come. But if you talk about a 10 year old, so 10 year old, what does that mean? Kebehema dami, then it goes a day to tomorrow.
It's
a halacha. Do you ever see parents with their kids sitting in the middle of the street on Shabbos trying to get the child to get up? Your son? Let's try to have it cut into the what? He doesn't have das to make his own decisions. He doesn't have das. So it's funny, in halacha he doesn't have das. So therefore what? Guy, yes. Alright, but Goyim is not the age of 13. It's a certain age of maturity. But what age? So after 2 years old already? Maybe the pshat is different. Maybe the pshat is that it's predictable. It's predictable. Now, when you call a cotton stamazai, maybe it's talking not predictable. But under certain conditions, it's predictable. You hold a lollipop, so it's predictable. Like a behema, you can predict the behema is going to do. Cotton, under certain conditions, I guess you can predict what he's going to do. God always makes his own calculation. Predictable? Is the cotton predictable? Why? The behema also doesn't listen every single time. I don't know, I never owned a behema, so I don't know. Behemoths don't listen. Sometimes you see people with the dogs, they have a hard time. So maybe it just means that's predictable. Under certain conditions, it's predictable what he's going to do. So maybe that's good enough. Showing bias. So when I call behema, I'm showing bias. When I call it Evid, I'm not showing bias. If Evid's thinking, does it should listen to his fellow, shouldn't I? And Evid Cotton is not doing the same thing. How do you get a cotton to come? You make it enticing to him. You give him something, or you make a smile. You smile to him. I don't know. You do something to entice him to come. By a godly mean? More than by a godly? Maybe.
It's
a good Okay. It shows the sheep was more by a cotton than by an Eved Gadol. Eved we're talking. Okay, I don't know. Unless the Ketanim used to listen to them in those days. Torah Baran, 13, Chazaka. Ketuba Chazaka. So again, Chazaka by Karka is no Gadol Parat. So we're going to have to try to understand what King Chazaka is from the next Gemara. If you would ask me, how do you do chazaka on an eved? I would have thought that you tell him to work, whatever an eved normally does. But the Gemara defines chazaka very narrowly. Tarabon, ketsa bechazaka, hitalay menalay. You have him untie your shoe. I heiruch kelev acharav lebeis hanefet. Well, he carries his kelev. He carries your clothing, your fresh underwear. He carries for you. The Beis HaMerfet, Rishonim say, it's an Avdu Shel B'Zayin. An Eved Ivri, you're not allowed to tell an Eved Ivri to carry your clothing for you to the Beis HaMerfet. It's a B'Zayin. He carries your clothing for you. And a Kanani, you're allowed to. So Holo Kelev Akhra Beis HaMerfet, if Shita, he undressed him, Mechitza, he washed him, Socha, he smeared him, Gardai, he cleansed his skin, rubbed his skin, Hobisha, he dressed him, and Eli, he put on his shoes, and Bia, he picked him up, cut him. All these things are malachias that are reserved for Eved Kenani, that you don't make an Eved Ivri do, and therefore you're cut.
But it's not Masha to Gemara. If someone goes over to someone else's Eved before the Masha to Gemara, if you just make him do one of these things, you can be kind of while he's working with someone else, no?
So then you can only be kind of this Das Machna. Your Eved Kenyan needs the das of the makna, like chazek v'kni.
Right.
I guess to even say it, like chazek v'kni. So that all these things, you can either be kinder from hefker, or you can be kinder from a makna who says, okay, I'm willing to be makna, like chazek v'kni. Okay, now the geder here needs hezber, needs havana. The Ran brings b'shem the Ramban, that in the Ritva, the Mishnah says the same thing. That we find by chazaka on karka, if I want to be kind of your field, I could be kind of with a gather or part. I fix something in the field. If I go into the field and I eat the fruit, you say lechazek kni, I go into the field, I eat the fruit. The Ramban says achilas peiros is not kind. You have no chazaka with achilas peiros. So Mimela, now here we have to think about the Dimyan. Just like in a field, you need Nagod or Uparats, and eating the fruit is not a Kinyan. The same thing by an Eved, if I tell the Eved, sew my button on my shirt, I tell him Tfarli Bigli, so for me, or I tell him, bake me a cake. So that is not a kinyan. That's like achilas peiros. So again, in the field, you have achilas peiros, and you have no gadol paras. In an eved, you have telling the eved to sew my clothing, fix or cook for me. That's similar to achilas peiros, which is not kaina. And you have the cases in the Gemara, which is similar to no gadol paras. What's the similarity? What's the similarity here? Achilas peiros, the Ramban holds, is not kind of by a field. Is that similar to an Eved doing work for you? An Eved sewing my clothing, is it similar? I think it's similar. What's the peiros of an Eved? What's the profit you have from having an Eved? He works for you. So I could see the Dinyan eating fruit in the field is like the Eved working for me. So that here for the Dimyan is very good. So if eating food is not kaina, then baking me a cake is also not kaina. The other half of the Dimyan. The other half of the Dimyan is no gadol paratz by a field. That I do something in the field, I put in a new lock in the field, can I get that? I should have to dress the Eved. I'm stopping me dressing the Eved, it's going to be a key on the Eved. So connected that, I have the Eved untie my shoes. So untying my shoes is not, oh, what's the dinyan? What's Pshat Mi Rabban? Okay, L'chaira. We have to come back to these two key words, Hayras Bailus. The aside of Kinyan Chazaka is Hayras Bailus, the showing ownership. If that's the aside, then the demon is very good. If I put a new lock on my door, on the field, or if I put up a gate around the field, that's Hayras Bailus, that's Chazaka. I'm behaving in the field in a manner which is consistent with an owner. Mashenken achilas peiris, which sometimes other people eat peiris. Mashenken, and the same thing by an eved. The eved stamps, vice versa, the eved sweeping, or the eved baking could be a pile, a worker, could be an eved ivri too. He has to do dafka, such a thing, which only an eved kanani does, which is untying my shoes. A davishal bezayin, it says. Carrying Caleb Achar of the Beis Americas. The Rishonim HaMedayik, it says Caleb Achar of the Beis Americas. The Bezayim isn't if I deliver clothing. The Bezayim is, he's going to the Beis Americas and I'm his valet. I'm walking after him carrying his clothing. Caleb Achar of the Beis Americas, that's. So again, if the Nekuda is Hayraz Bailus, which seems now to be a very important Nekuda, and King Chazaka is not a Machlaikis Pashtus Ram and the Rabbit, everyone agrees Chazaka is this way. So then, if we plug in the words Hayraz Bailus, then it works well. The Rambam paskins that Achilas Teres is kinda by a field. By a field, Achilas Teres is kinda Kenyan Chazaka. Not like the Rambam. So by a field, he says that if I eat the Teres, that's enough to show Bailus. So what would the Rambam hold by an Eved? The Chaira, according to the Rambam, it should follow. Well, the whole Rambam is saying, buy an Eved if you haven't sold your clothing. That's the same as Achilles Peiris, okay? The Rambam holds Achilles Peiris is Chaira. So the Rambam would have to hold the Chaira that by an Eved also whatever the Eved does is also kind of. Right. The Magid Mishnah says that. The Magid Mishnah says that just like Achilas Peiris is kind of by a field, the same thing, sewing clothing would be kind of by an Eved. Because of Rabbi Magid, this is in Perik Beis, Halacha Beis, Halachas Mechira, the Kshem Shekarka Nikses Achilas Peiris. So what does he do with our Gemara? So he holds our Gemara just examples. They're all extreme examples. What he does with our Gemara, I don't know. Zok the Kesef Mishnah. No. Kesemish says no. He holds by a field Achilles Peris is kaina, and Afal Pikein, he holds by an Eved that you need these types of avdus. Why? And I'm bringing the Kesef Mishnah because I'd like to show that this Lashon of the Achrayim, of Hayraz Bailus, the concept that Kinyanim is Hayraz Bailus, which Pashas a Chiddush. You always think of Kinyanim as just bringing something into Yerushas. That Lashon is already the Lashon of the Kesef Mishnah of the Rishayim. The Kesef Mishnah says that by an Eved, the Rambam is made to the Rambam. That's Dafka be Tashmish HaMiyuchid La'avdus. V'loidami L'achilas Peiris Dekarta. Why? The Shani Hasa. By eating the Peiris in the Karka, Be'ez Hana Osay Minkar La'kol Shehu Shalai. The Rambam holds that Achilas Peiris is Hayras Bailus. Minkar lekol shehu shalai. He goes and he takes the fruit. The Rambam holds Achilas Peiris is Nikar. But if you have someone selling your clothing, who tells you that he's selling his ordinance baggage? He says that if he sells it, if he bakes a cake, who says he's making a cake for the Adam? Maybe making a cake for himself. If he's selling clothing, who's there selling clothing for the Adam? Maybe he's selling clothing for himself. It's not nicker, though he was by this. The entire shoes, you're dressing, you're washing, you're doing maisim to his guf. Or Hailech came of Acharav the Beis Americas. Kivan de la Acharav hu Hailech Mikashu Shalai. So the Iker is it has to be Nicker. All these examples are Nicker. It's a Raz Baz, it's Nicker who the Bailam are. Since it's done to the Gufai Shalhad. So they're all Nicker. They're Nicker. Very good. By a field, the Ramban holds that if he pays in a field, it's not Nicker, it's your field. He holds that, so there's other people coming to eat peiros. The Rambam holds that eating peiros is also considered nikar to buy. By an eved, it's not. By an eved, baking a cake is not nikar. Now, in the other half, it's easy to understand. The nekuda of this gemara, like the Kesef Mishnah, is you have to be doing it in the presence of the yadayim, to the yadayim, with the yadayim, to show that it's an avdus. Otherwise, you don't see it's an avdus. Now, to understand that the Kudus HaMachloik is by a field, if Achilas Teres is a Chazoko or not, that requires a little bit of thinking. What's the Machloik? One says if you eat fruit, it's Nikri the owner. One says if you eat fruit, it's not Nikri the owner. It doesn't sound like a Lomdish HaMachloik. It sounds like an argument. Somebody eats fruit off a tree, is it Nikri or is not Nikri? What the Kudus HaMachloik is, I don't know. But by Eved, turns out, like the Kesef Mishnah, that the Rambam are both ladies. And the both might again that the Ikka Varth is this Varth, Hayraz Bailus, that the Nakuda of many Kinyanim, not all Kinyanim, the Kuba of many Kinyanim is Hayraz Bailus, and what we've accomplished is to show that that's a Sheet in the Rishayna, that's the Kesef Mishnah. So Mesira, Meshicha, and Chazaka we covered, Hagbah was still left hanging with Kinyan Hagbah. Hagbah is Hayraz Bailus of Haval Roshusa. Can you understand? What's Hagbah? Huh? Havala Shusai? Stylus? Well, the other one said, Leich Hagbay Vikni. He told him. This is Das Machnas. Any value? One way or the other? Kind of Bechol Nakim. So it's a Raya. So it's kind of b'chol makayim. So it's not in my rishus. But does it have to be in my hand? Maybe my hand, I don't need it to be in my rishus. If it's my hand, so it's my hand. That's better than my rishus. That's tzadzaka, the other thing up the other.
Why do you need four
tzvachim? The other way. Why do you need three tzvachim? Three tzvachim, my rash. Right. The shayla of how it works is a nesivus. It's a basic nesivus. Gimel. He goes on the Sma. The Sma is a cotton dollar. Nesivus is Gimel. Just to help you understand the Nesivus, you just have to know we're going to talk tomorrow about two different Kinyanim. There's a Kinyan Hagbah and there's a Kinyan Yad. Yabai is Chatzairai. There's a Kinyan Yad and there's a Kinyan Hagbah. The Nesivus is coming to explain the difference between the two, and then Yitzhashem will be our Avodah tomorrow.